Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Odafe Owe met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Week 10 meeting with the Browns.
What do you feel like is clicking
for
you right now?
Just trying to have as empty of the mind as I can, like, you know, rushing the passer, you know, not thinking about too much things, but like the things that, you know, Chuck has taught me, you know, just try to rush the edge, and then, you know, the conflict zone at the top of the rush, you know, being more decisive at that point, and it's just working for me. You know?
How much is this feeding off each other in the outside linebacker room? How much is that kind of propelling all of you?
Yeah, it is helping, you know. I remember JD made a comment about when I was coming back, chipping and all that stuff. So, you know, I feed off him. He feeds off me, KV, you know. So sometimes, you know, KV, JD wants to burn the edge, I can come under. If KV wants to burn the edge, I'll come under. So, you know, just having that kind of camaraderie and, you know, what's the word? Chemistry with the pass rushers. You know, it's helped this year.
Talking about feeding off of others, how much do you feed off the home crowd when it's loud?
Yeah. Yeah, I love playing at home, especially like night games. But M&T, you know, just the crowd, or even, you know, opposing crowds and stuff like that, just hearing the hate and stuff like that. So I'll say like the crowd definitely plays a big role into that.
But I mean, so many different guys on this team on this defense have gotten sacked. What does that say about how you guys are playing together?
I mean, I feel like that's testament to Mike's, you know, defense. Obviously, the work that a lot of the guys, you know, did in the offseason. But then also Chuck as well, you know. I feel like this year is more of an emphasis of, you know, being ready once it's you know, birds called. Getting ready in your stance. You know, guys are just trying to want to get sacks. And, you know, once you want to, you know, want to do things, the energy is well. And it starts shifting in that direction. So, you know, I just feel like a lot of guys are being more intentional about the run.
When you guys showed up to training camp, Jadavian, Kyle Van Noy, they weren't even in the conversation. Yeah. What's it been like for you to play with them? What have you learned from them? What has the experience been at them?
You know, it's just, you know, different things. I learned different things from different vets. You know, JD, obviously, he's more like that JPP mold. Like, just, he's going to play balls out and just, you know, just go hard. And he don't really, you know, try to like look at too many, you know, tells and things like that. He's just playing 100 miles per hour. That's JD. So that's things I like about him, because like a lot of times in the beginning of my career, I was just too hesitant thinking about too much stuff. So JD helps me with stuff like that. KV, Sam prototype, just knows everything, coverages, savvy, just little things that, you know, you can, you know, add to your game just to get more play. So it's different little things with different guys.
Obviously, fans always kind of speculated at the trade deadline, but were you kind of like, we've already got our guys?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, we got our guys. Yeah, we're good. We're straight. So, yeah, we're going to continue to get better. By God's grace, everyone's going to continue to, you know, strengthen in their bodies, just get more healthy. So, yeah, we're in a good place.
You guys have been blowing out some teams recently. You've been in some close games. How would you kind of compare the lessons that you learned from close games to
the last part?
How would you kind of compare the differences and the lessons you learned from the two different types of games?
You know, just finishing, being more focused and disciplined on, you know, just dominating our opponent. Because, like, we can beat teams, any team, but, like Mike always says, you want to finish the play or, you know, the game in a dominant position. So it's just being more dominant, being more focused on the things that we were doing earlier in the game or prior in the week. So, you know, things like that.
It really feels like Mike McDonald is putting in different, unique pressure packages every week.
Yeah.
Is there something new every week? And can you talk just about how he's putting you all in different positions and how that helps the pressure?
Yeah, I mean, my bad, I'm so sorry. But there are different things each week, but I also think it's just guys, you know, are just getting more comfortable in the scheme of the defense. Because, you know, Mike had all these stuff from last year too, but guys are just learning their place, you know, being more skillful in certain positions. So it's a little bit of both, you know what I mean?
Duffy, what was up with the rush when you kind of go from the five tech to, I think, all the way around? Was that part of the pass rush plan?
That was, yeah. Could have worked cleaner too, but yeah, it was definitely just me having to work to the other side because we were trying to flush him that way. But I wish, you know, Kyle got that pick, but it was a good play that we drew up.
How big has it been for you to come back from the injury and be able to be an impact player to deal with that early season?
What was the question? It was,
how big has it been for you to deal with that injury and come back and be an impact player?
Yeah, it's a blessing. You know, I just just thank God. You know, there are guys that, you know, can't be out there, got hurt and everything. I think about my brother, you know, and stuff like that, like Ojabo and stuff like that. So I just try to go out there and just play as much as I can. I'm very blessed to be able to come back and, you know, help a team, you know, win games.
Adolfo, do you study a guy like Miles Garrett? Do you admire a guy who plays your position the best he does?
I definitely have a lot of respect. But like I said, you know, there's different body types, different, you know, skill types. You know, he's a freak of nature in his own right. But there's definitely little, like, certain things I'll take from his, you know, his game. But I'm a different type of person, different type of rusher. So, you know, you got to give and take.
Thanks, Adolfo. Thanks, Adolfo.
Thank you.